Welcome back to Dude, Could You Imagine? The show that asks what if and explores the hypothetical and absurd. I'm your host, Fritz Frivolous. Now let's meet our contestants and explain the rules for our audience. The rules are simple. Our two contestants, Will and Tom, will place these neural transmitters on their heads, and then they will be placed into a deep coma-like state. From this point, I will ask them a question or give them a scenario to which they must answer, all while the neural transmitters give us a glimpse into what they are imagining. So, Will and Tom, are you ready? As ready as I'll ever be.
Indeed.
Well, you heard him, folks. Let's get ready to play Dude, Could You Imagine? And this question goes to William. What would you do if your son became possessed by an evil entity? Okay, William.
Okay, Tom.
Fritz has already gave us the scenario here, and that scenario is, what if your baby son, Liam, was possessed by an evil entity?
Dun, dun, dun.
I know, for real. That was, by the way, that was so hard for me to say just because I'm no, little Liam.
Well, I mean, this show has been founded on you putting my family in danger. So I don't know why it's so difficult for you this time.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, to be honest with you, it was very easy to come up with. No, just playing.
That being said, no. I will say this. This is almost, I do mean almost, a believable question in that you should hear some of the sounds my son makes when he's like testing out his vocals.
Oh, really?
And he'll be like, ooh, ooh. Like, are you okay, son? Ooh. I'm like, okay. I think I've shown you when he has a little microphone. Have I shown you this?
And I think you did.
He starts
doing
like a death metal, into it. It's the cutest thing ever, and I love it. Yeah, he's going to be a death metal.
Dang.
Singer. That or he's a devil.
That's going to be... I was going to say that, yeah, I know, or both, and then he'll be wildly successful, and then you'll have to keep these videos, because then, you know, whenever they do a documentary on him, like behind the music, like they'll show, even as a baby, Liam always,
he always had a connection with our Dark Lord.
Yeah, I know, right?
Oh, okay, yeah, I knew this question was coming, because I feel like we've had this one in the bank for a while, and we were saving it for the Halloween season, so... I can't say that I'm actually prepared, because I haven't given it much thought of what I would do, but I guess there's a part of me that's mentally prepared.
Yeah, I also do want to say, you just reminded me, happy Halloween, everyone. I really hope everyone's
happy
having a safe
Halloween.
And enjoyable Halloween. hope people are out there really cheering. Let me try that over again. I really hope everyone is out there scaring the crap out of all the kids, because back in the day, that's
candy.
That's what I love to do, dude. I mean, I would give them candy, but like, they would have to go through hell before they got up to my porch.
They would pay the fucking price.
Yeah, your payment for getting candy is tears.
You know, we bought a few weeks ago now for Scarlett's birthday, we bought some candy for some gift bags, and then we bought an extra bag because we're like, oh, we're here, we're getting it, it's cheaper to buy two, and Halloween's around the corner, we'll just keep it for Halloween. Yeah, that bag has not survived. That bag did not survive to Halloween.
I know.
So
dude,
I don't know if kids are getting candy if they come to my house, because we done ate it all.
I know, man, now you're going to get egged.
Yeah, well, we'll see.
Just playing. Okay. So we're going, because like, I feel like this is a very fun way to do these things, is we're going to pull out the list again of what and where you were.
Okay,
when
we're doing,
you
we're
found
doing
out.
A Do Could You Imagine RP sesh. Let's go.
Yeah, and roll a D10 and let me know what you get.
You got it. I am rolling the good old D10. I got my blue pink sparkle dice today. I rolled a 1.
Oh, okay. You rolled a 1. So... let me try to gather all the stories you tell me about, like, how you kind of hang out with Liam. And I think this would actually be very realistic. So number one is, you're in bed.
Oh, okay. So I rolled that one again, huh?
Yeah. So I feel like, because I know you always, I always hear you tell stories of how like you're in bed with Liam, you know what I mean? Like, and this is what I imagine. You're in bed, you're watching something on your phone. Michelle's asleep, right?
Yeah.
And Liam is like very energized, like very rambunctious, not wanting to go to sleep.
Oh, wow.
He's crawling around everywhere.
It's
right?
It's pretty rare. But he's, but okay.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, exactly. It's rare, right? You you think it's funny. You're like, wow, like okay, but you don't think too much of it. You just think he must have energy tonight, right?
Yeah.
But just like I think you told me you saved him once from falling off the bed. Like he just literally straight like made a beeline towards the edge of the bed, and before he fell off, you caught him, right?
Yeah, yeah. That happens a lot. He tries to fall everywhere he goes.
So just like the many times before, he starts crawling away from you, and you notice he gets to the foot of the bed, and he gets there rather quickly.
Uh-huh.
And you reach out to grab him, and you grab him, you grab the back of his. I'm assuming he's wearing like a pajama onesies or something.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, and so you grab that, you grab the back of that, and when you pull him back to save him from falling off the edge of the bed, you turn him over at the same time. And when you turn him over, you notice that his face is now slightly deformed into a demented, twisted look, and he has glowing red eyes.
Is it like, you've seen Buffy the Vampire Slayer, right?
Yeah.
Like when Angel goes vampire? Is that what it looks like?
yeah, it's similar to that. Yes. Like the weird, like the weird demented forehead and like, you
okay,
know.
So he, oh gosh, so he looks like that. Does he like make a noise or does he just look like that?
Yes, he also like when you turn him over and you see him, he just goes like you don't know what he's saying ever. You can't really decipher, but it sounds like some type of ancient language, almost Latin style.
No.
Like,
oh,
and
God.
It's very deep and gravelly, and it, you know, it's like nosti vak doctor, you know, or something, whatever he's saying, you know what I mean? Like,
oh no, that's the worst.
Yeah.
You know, I hate to say this, but like, I think I would drop him on accident from the, like, you know, that instinct of like pushing something horrifying away. I don't think it would like register that it's my kid. I would just be so horrified. I'd be like, what the fuck?
Okay.
But luckily, I don't know if I told you this, but we lowered our bed to the floor because we don't want him to fall off it anymore. Mm-hmm. So, even if he does fall, it's not going to be too bad.
Okay, you know what? Hold on. Let me see here. Hold on. Give me one moment here.
Yeah.
Let me see something, because what I'm imagining is that you grabbed him and he's now, you pulled him over the bed, but you know, you are close to the edge. So let me double check something.
Okay, so like I pull him. Okay, so he doesn't fall, really. Probably. Hopefully.
Yeah. So okay, so you okay, so what I rolled showed me that he didn't fall off the bed. Yeah. You did drop him, but dropped him back on the bed.
So not
on the floor.
Okay, well that's good. Also I'm the kind of person that when I'm get shook like that, like I yell really loud, and I would literally be like, what the fuck? Like, and I would definitely wake up my fiance for sure.
Yeah. So Michelle would wake up like
Is he holding the demon face, or did he like revert?
No. He's now evil Liam at the moment.
Oh, and, okay.
Yeah.
Well, at least I don't have to try and prove this to my fiance anymore. It's just here. Look at your son.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, by the time when Michelle woke up and he was on the bed, Liam is actually standing up, upright on the bed, looking at the both of you, and he's kind of like making like this, how would you say, like a gravelly breathing, you know, like you know what I mean, like he's kind of growling a little bit.
Yeah.
His eyes are still glowing. He does have the angel vampire forehead.
there's such a part of me that wants to say I pull out my phone and start recording, but I know I wouldn't do that.
So what, he's growling. What do you do?
She's probably freaking out, screaming. And he's growling at us, but he's not moving towards us.
Yeah, right now he's just like, he's like in between the both of you, and he's like standing upright. He is standing like in the position like he's ready. You know what I mean? Like he's ready to do whatever he needs to do. But he's
just what time is it, by the way?
What time are both are all three of you usually in bed? I would assume like in the evening, like around 8-ish, 9-ish.
It is about to be 8 right now. They're already in bed. I would normally fall asleep probably around 11 at night.
Okay, so let's say it's like 10:30.
Okay, so it's pretty late. Okay, so I would tell Michelle to get out of the room and that I would probably tell her call 911 because like I mean who else do you fucking call, right? Like it's either some crazy medical thing or it's the devil. So
wait, should we
let's go with 911 for now.
Okay. Wait. Let's see. Like, wouldn't there be an opportunity attack?
Oh, okay. Well, hold on. I'm not done. I'm trying to think through. So I think I'm going to tell her to go, and I'm going to try and like get in the way and like block her from this. Because my plan here is, when she's out of the room, is I'm going to try and subdue Liam in a way that like, you know, like straitjacking him. You know, whatever it takes, because like he needs to be seen by somebody. Whether it be a priest or a doctor, or a doctor priest.
Okay. So let's. What would that be like? Maybe a strength check.
So okay. Well, if you want to do a D&D rules, like if Michelle were to try and go by, like that would be quote unquote an opportunity attack. But I think I'm quote D&D rules readying my action for that. If he goes to attack her, I'm going to tackle him to interrupt that.
Yeah. So and yours would be strength or dexterity?
I think an athletics check to see if I successfully tackle him before he does something demonic to her. And then we can resolve a strength, like a grappling what's it called? It's a contest. So it would be a strength contest, yeah. So first athletics to see if I'm successful in stopping the attack part.
Okay.
Okay, I only have plus one to this. Rolled a 12, so not bad.
Okay, that's 11. Good. That's good. Yes, that's good enough.
So Michelle's out of the room, probably getting scarlet and panicking. And then you wanted to see a test to see if I could subdue him and grapple him.
Yeah, how would we do that? How would that?
So
check?
It would be a strength contest. So, it would be my strength mod. In a D20 roll against Liam's strength mod in a D20 roll, and I take it you're using like some fucking demon stat block. So,
yeah, the demon stat block here, the Quasit, I think it's called.
Yeah,
says
it's quite weak, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it makes sense. It's a minus tiny body. Three. So that means I would have to roll greater than a 5.
Yeah, here's the thing: like you don't have to use the stat block if it doesn't fit what you. We're imagining. If you were imagining him having super strength, we can find a different stat block.
I don't know about super strength. Yeah, I didn't think about super strength, but there might be certain things that are going to come up that are definitely not from our world.
Okay. Well, so we're going to do this?
Yeah.
Okay. So here we go. My strength check. Ew. No. I rolled a 5.
Oh, you are so lucky that I am the worst dice roller ever.
I know you had a negative 3.
Yes, and I rolled a 3.
Oh, you got a 0. Okay.
Yeah, so it's you not were that, successful.
You know what? I'm tired. It's the end of my day. And I'm also probably worried. You know, it's my son. Like, it may be a demon now, but it was my son 5 minutes ago. And I don't want to hurt his little baby body. And so, like, I'm probably trying to both do the grappling while, you know, not hurting him. So that's why I only rolled a 5. But luckily, apparently it worked. Okay. So what happens? Like, I got him. The way I'm picturing it is, like, I'm holding his arms behind his back. And, like, I probably got arms behind his back. And then I probably, like, turn him around where his back is facing me. And then I pin his arms between his back and me, and then I kind of just bear hug his body. Okay. So he can still kick, but that way he's not facing me with that horrid, horrid face.
Okay, so you do have the strength to stop him from being able to reach out and lash out with his arms, but he does have the power of levitation. and the levitation can carry you as well.
Okay.
So he's going to levitate. How high do you think your ceiling is?
Oh, not very. If I had to bet, I'm looking at it right now. It's like 10 feet maybe at the
10 feet.
I think that's about right.
So if he were to, so okay, and you're like 6'1" or mm-hmm. so, right?
Yeah.
So okay, so if he levitated to the where he's basically at the top of the ceiling, you would be about a foot or so off, maybe a couple feet off the ground if you're holding onto him still, right?
Well, I mean that depends. If I'm still bear hugging him, then I'm higher, but.
Yeah, you are bear hug. That's what I was actually going to ask you to see if you don't fall off of him while he levitates up.
You know, honestly, holding yourself up like that takes a lot of strength. So, and I don't think I would think to do that in the moment. So, I am probably dangling a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think I let go either. Although I am screaming at the top of my lungs. At this point, the grandparents have probably come in to see what the fuck's happening.
Oh no, I forgot the grandparents. Yeah. Are
and they're
there
probably like,
too.
Oh my God, what's happening? Like, they just see their grandson floating and snarling, and I'm dangling from his legs. Like, oh my God.
Let's hope Manny fares well on this one.
What?
I know. I said, let's hope Manny fares better on this one than he did the last one.
So, Manny grew up religious. So, he might, but I don't know how religious he is or isn't. I just knew, no, he grew up kind of religious. So, I don't know if he would be throwing up cross signs or not, but. I mean, honestly, I think they'd just be too shook.
Okay, so they're right now they're shook. In the middle of all this happening, and you're dangling, hanging on to evil Liam, you hear him mutter something that you're not sure what language it might be in, but it's just like, knock for autos, knock do lactas. You know, like he
sounds
just
a lot like Latin,
it.
But okay.
Yeah, exactly. It does. I mean,
no,
what do you do
I get
in
what
that
you're
event?
Saying, though. Mm-hmm. So okay, so it does anything happen when he does that?
His eyes start glowing even brighter, okay. Like brighter red.
He just keeps casting thaumaturgy. So I want to say, so in some ways, lucky for me, I am fairly well acquainted with Christian theology as a belief system and a mythology. And I'm thinking like, well, this sure smells like demon possession. I don't really believe in that stuff, but here it is. So,
I think you're pretty high up in religion, huh? On your stats.
Yeah, I know quite a bit about quite a few religions. So yeah, can I? How do I want to do this? Because I think I would try and like recall different prayers that I know from my childhood, or specific ones like, it sucks because I can't remember any right now, but maybe it's different in this moment where I think of something to like abjure the demon. You know what I mean? And I, you know, from my understanding of Christian theology, it's like accepting Christ in your life, like protects you from things like this, et cetera, et cetera. So like I might try in that moment to have like a fucking come to God moment of like, oh my God, like please, you know, Jesus, yeah. This yada 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 that. And I think that's the religion I would turn to just because this smells so much like The Exorcist.
Okay,
like, you know, I even the language he's speaking, like the way that I feel like you're trying to portray it, it's sounding like ancient Aramaic or something like that. So it's like,
I'm smelling
Christian overtones. So I think that's the route I'm gonna try and take.
Okay, roll that religion check. What is that, a religion check or whatever?
I think
that?
So. The power of Christ compels you.
Yeah. What do you have? A plus.
I have a plus four.
Plus four in that. Okay.
Oh shit! It rolled off the table. One second. Fuck. Where'd it go? Let me try that again. Yeah, it was on the floor. Yeah. Okay. Try it again. Woo! 21.
Okay. So that is very excellent. So
I will save you, my son.
Yes. So you start to, so you do recognize that the language this evil Liam is speaking is Latin. Okay. And not only can you recall the prayers word for word, William, so like whenever you're ready, you can start saying these prayers, but at this point, because, you know, evil Liam understands that you now know what he's trying to say. What he actually has been saying is, oh my God, what he's actually saying is, I can be the only one. There is no other stock child but me.
There is another Stark child?
Yeah, he said
there is only one.
Well, I know, but like what he's meaning is like in your family there shall be no other children but himself. He says sacrifice the other or all shall perish.
So I think oh God. Okay, so now it's turned from like a Christian thing to like I'm not even sure what's going on here. There's some sort of like vengeful like genealogical spirit here that like refuses to share. You know what's funny is he does get mad when me and his mom show affection. He gets so upset.
Oh, really?
It's adorable, but it's also like inconvenient. I think what I'm going to do here is I don't know if I would be like cognizant enough to really remember a prayer.
Okay.
But I would be cognizant enough to remember like types of prayer, like a prayer against evil or something like that. What's interesting about Catholicism is like they have like actual like pre-written prayers with like titles and names and stuff like that. So I might like yell for one of them to like look up a specific prayer. And then if they do, I might let go of Liam and like take it and like try and like with all my conviction and righteousness and every bit of like honesty that I can muster, issue these prayers, you know, like a prayer, or I think like a prayer against evil or something like that.
Okay. Okay.
And,
so
go ahead.
Oh, no. I was just gonna say, okay. So that's the prayer you're going to go with.
Yeah. Now, does it have any effect besides him saying he's going to be the Highlander of all Starks?
Okay, so when you start saying this prayer, right?
Mm-hmm.
Wait, is that what you just asked me right now? Like, was there a result to you saying this prayer?
Yeah, besides him saying he'd be the only Stark, like, does it have any effect on him?
Yeah. So when you started saying this prayer, you started to notice that, he started to not like it. Like he started to seem very irritated very upset that you're speaking.
So like
these
in The Exorcist, when they're doing it and she's trying to pretend like it doesn't bug her, but it obviously is.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So, but with evil Liam, like, you know, right off the bat, like he's very upset. He's throwing a demon tantrum, if you will, right now, because you're saying this prayer. And because of that, he has switched the gravity up into this room only.
Oh, my
so,
God. Okay,
so okay. Now you're like,
I just thought of a plan.
Okay.
We'll deal with the gravity. So the gravity is switched. So now I'm floating.
So now you are floating up in the air. You're kind of like, not like you're not like pressed onto the ceiling, but like if you wanted to, you would be able to stand up and stuck to the ceiling, like as if that was the floor. You know what I mean?
Okay. So this
including the rest of the furniture.
So everything's floating. Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, is there any way to attempt to resist this, or it's just kind of like I'm just kind of floating here?
You know what? I will accept if you roll, I guess like an acrobatics check that if. It's very light gravity, so to speak. So that way, like if you were to jump, you know, like pushing off of the ceiling, you could maybe float near towards the floor for at least like a good 5 seconds or so.
Yeah, what's that going to achieve though?
Yeah, I don't know what kind of carpet you have. Is it hardwood floor? Or is it hard? Oh man. Okay, so yeah, I don't know what that would achieve, but yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So well, like. Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, I guess, well, you got to let me know. While this is happening, are you continuing to say this prayer?
Today's show is sponsored by Sam's Soul Savers. Do you have a pesky possession problem? With Sam's Soul Savers 1 hour guarantee, your house will be cleansed in 1 hour or less, or your exorcism is free. Call Sam's Soul Savers today for a free estimate. We are also sponsored by Patreon. Looking to become more than just a patron? Become a Patreon member at patreon.com/dudecouldyouimagine and show your support. And finally, Apple Podcasts. Take a bite into the apple and leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. Now, let's get back to some more Dude, Could You Imagine?
Yeah, I'm not going to stop. Okay. Yeah.
Okay, if you're not going to stop, good choice. Let me roll something here. Let me see.
Okay.
Okay. So, you can tell that it weakened him very slightly, only because like he's just so annoyed. He seems to have a little trouble concentrating. Mm-hmm. So, you're kind of just floating, but if you push off the ceiling, you would still float. You wouldn't have heavy gravity on the floor. Like, it's not like you'd be standing on the floor, but you would be floating above it, right above it.
Okay. So
almost like as if you were underwater. You know what I mean? Like,
it's so weird because I've never seen a movie where like a possessed person did this. So this is basically wizard shit now.
Yeah.
It was funny. So I was thinking before, like, fuck, man. Like, I don't know any priests or holy men in my life. I mean, why would I? I'm not a religious person, right? Like, I certainly don't have a preacher or a priest in my life or anything like that. And then, and the thing is, I'm thinking, like, you know, this prayer, it's having an effect, but it probably needs someone of true faith, you know, reciting it, right?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And so my thought then goes to, like, who do I know? And I realize I actually do know somebody who is a preacher and,
ooh,
like,
who's that?
And actively preaches and even has a YouTube channel where they preach, and they're extremely religious and not just religious in like the traditional sense, but like philosophically, they're super into Christian philosophy. And I'm not going to name this person, but you know this person. It's a person that we've worked with before. I'm on really good like terms with this person, like, and this person is also the kind of person who go, like, if there's a call, if there's a need, if there's something, like, he will go way out of his way to do kindness to people. If I called this person in the middle of the night screaming about needing help, my son is possessed, you have to get here now. You're the only one I know who would know what to do. I guarantee you he would come.
So are you okay? So what's your plan then? Are you calling them or are you?
Oh yeah, I'm
do
calling.
You know the number? Okay, so let's see. Okay, let's see if he answers.
I know he'll answer because he works at night.
Oh yeah, okay.
He'd be awake. Okay.
Is there a initials you can give me?
For their name?
Yeah.
SL.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay, it's who I thought.
Okay.
Okay, so let's call this person Sam.
Okay.
So Sam is at work. So, you're right. At this hour, he would answer. So I don't have to roll to check if he does or doesn't. Okay, so he answers, and what do you tell him?
I would be something along the lines like, Sam, like, I know this sounds crazy. This is Will. Like, you know me. I'm not fucking with you right now. Like, you know, my son is possessed by a fucking demon. This is legit, like, a possession. It's happening right now. I have no one else in my life that I could call that would, number one, that would believe me, but let alone help me. And, like, you are an expert in this field, and your faith seems to be the most unshakable that I've ever met in my life. I am begging you for the bottom of my heart to come here right now and please help me with this situation.
Okay. And I happen to know Sam as well. So,
yeah, you do.
So Sam, I know Sam, and yes, he would definitely be like, I'm on my way.
He would definitely come. The minute I asked him, he'd be like, oh, this is a sign from God. I have to go. Like, that would be his reaction.
Yeah, he would definitely not hesitate. So yeah. Sam leaves work, you know, he risks his job right now because, like, seemingly he's just abandoned his post and his shift. And
I'm sure he would just tell them there was an emergency.
Yeah, I know. So, like, okay, but it probably takes what, a good 40 minutes to get from where
honestly,
he works.
It probably takes an hour from where he works.
Oh, really? Okay.
I think maybe just under an hour, like 50 minutes.
Okay. So during this hour now, you know, evil Liam, he's starting to become, or wait, and okay. So since you had to talk to Sam, you had to stop saying this prayer.
Sure.
So during that time, it seemed that Evil Liam was able to gather his concentration back. Mm-hmm. And he has raised the temperature. First of all, he has closed the door to the room. So it's just you and him now in this room.
Oh, man. Okay.
And he has raised the temperature. And it's increasing 1 degree every 5 minutes. And it's currently at, let's see, like right now, if he wrote, so it's currently around 90 degrees right now in that room.
Okay. Well, okay. How long before the police arrive? Because I'm pretty sure Michelle would have called them.
Oh, okay. You know what? I think the police would have arrived, but because of how just the sound of her voice and probably what she was trying to say would have made them think something crazy is going on, you know, like where they need to get there. Mm-hmm. Okay. So the police have arrived. They are out. Like I said, though, he has shut the door. No one is able to get it to get. Like, the cops have been trying to shoot the door, no effect. They've been trying to pull the door open, kick the door, no effect. They grab the handle, their hands burn.
Okay, so it's like some supernatural shit happening to them, too. Because I was like, damn, yeah. I hope this doesn't look like I'm, like, killing my son or going crazy, you know?
Oh, my God, wouldn't that suck? Like, they finally open it up, and then they just see Liam's body, and you're down on top. Like, yeah, I know, right? No, I don't want to have that sad of an ending.
So, I will say, okay, so the cops are doing their thing. S said he's on his way. Sam said he's on his way. I'm going to go back to reciting the prayer to see if that helps.
Okay. So you start reciting the prayer again. And yes, it does start getting him irritated again. He seems to like not be able to focus that much. But now he's very angry. You see him grow little fangs out of his little mouth, right?
Oh, okay. Yeah, sorry, I had another idea, but I'm listening.
Okay, and he's going to like levitate very quickly, like kind of do short bursts, you know, like fly at you, I guess that's way to describe it, and to try to like bite you, like take bites out of you.
Okay, where I would like to try and take the dodge action. I'm going to look this up. It's a D&D thing. Hold on, dodge.
Okay.
D&D 5e. When you take the dodge action, you focus entirely on avoiding attacks until the start of your next turn. Any attack roll made against you has disadvantage if you can see the attacker, and you make dexterity saving throws with advantage. So if he's trying to bite me, he has disadvantage because I'm taking the dodge action.
Okay. So disadvantage is...
You roll twice and take the lower result.
Okay. So 7 and 19. Okay, so 7. I think that's under your AC, isn't it?
Yeah, my okay. Pathetic 9 AC, but yes.
Yeah, okay, so you have a 9 AC. I rolled a 7 because I have disadvantage. Okay. So he goes by you, and you just feel, you know that noise that you hear when somebody clicks their teeth, like they
that's
bite down
terrifying.
On their teeth.
Terrifying! Oh my God! Yeah, he's just like gah, 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 gah. I'm like ah.
Yeah, that's all you hear right by your ear as you dodge in the last moment.
Don't you want to feed me, Daddy? I'm like, ah!
Yeah. Oh my God, that would be so creepy. Like, but Daddy, I'm hungry.
So I think we have a TV in our room mounted on the wall, and I would definitely try and turn it on and fire up YouTube and switch to like, I don't know, what the nearest holy sermon, anything I can look up.
Okay.
see, you know, just get it playing in the background. Get as much of like the holy juice flowing in this room as I can.
Okay. And you're still muttering the prayer?
I mean, yeah, but I feel like I can't take the dodge action anymore because I'm doing all this shit.
Yeah. Okay.
So,
okay.
But yeah, no, I'm definitely, yeah, definitely.
Okay, so you turn on. Okay, let's see how successful you are.
I'm gonna YouTube this right now. Oh man, it's gonna ruin my YouTube, like the data they have. I mean, they're, oh my God, he found Jesus. Send him all the Jesus ads.
What do you think would be a good roll to see if you're successful with that, or should I just roll that like my own?
I would say maybe sleight of hands.
Okay.
I'm operating
the
remote and trying to get to the place. Because yeah, I just typed in a thing and I found like 50 like prayers against evil spirits, benediction, exorcism prayers. I don't know how legit most of them are, but like I'm trying them.
Okay. So this is your action, right? Okay. So you're gonna do that. Roll to see.
I fucking crit failed.
Oh. Okay. So. As you're fumbling to try to, I'm assuming you're using a remote.
Yeah.
Okay, so as you're fumbling to try to get one of these to start playing, you accidentally drop the remote
because
you notice that Evil Liam is mounting up to do another attack to try to bite you again. So let me roll. I have disadvantage, right?
No, because I stopped taking the dodge action.
Oh, okay. Let's see here. Oh my God! Why am I so bad at rolling?
You're so lucky.
I rolled a three.
That's amazing. Yes, my AC is so bad. I thought for sure I was gonna die right there.
What if this was me? You would have rolled nat 20. Boom! Like, you know what I mean?
Okay. It sounds like in this scenario, like I heard him coming, and so I just dropped the remote and dodged. I was like, "Fuck it, my neck."
Yeah. You dropped the remote and dodged. I actually say this was such a bad, I mean, almost such a bad roll. I feel like I want to say you dropped the remote, dodged, but then you were able to like reach out for it and grab it again.
I mean, that's up to you. If you're going to give me another go, because I will try and do the TV thing again.
Yeah, go for another go.
Okay, I roll away, scoop up the remote, point it at the TV, and start clicking buttons like a pro.
Yeah.
Oh, you shit. I rolled a 16 minus 1, so it's a 15.
Okay, that's good enough. You found one that's on loop for an hour, and the reason I wanted you to do this is because it reminded me of the Dybbuk box. Have you ever heard of that? I think they made a movie about it.
That's a Jewish thing. That's a Jewish belief and whatnot, where there's like a spirit stuck in the box and you can't...
Yeah, it's like they get a demon spirit into like this box, but you have to have like... It has to be like made perfectly, like with gold lining.
Yeah.
And then you also have to have like a prayer that's always being said around the box, so it can't come out.
Yeah.
I was at the Zach Bagans haunted museum in Vegas, and they have one in there supposedly. But it's creepy when you go in there because you just hear this Jewish prayer being said by some male voice, and it's on loop. So
what did they do in the ancient days when like free recording didn't exist? I know. They just had guys come in. It's like, hey man, you got an 8-hour shift today. Don't fuck up even one time, or the divot box will get you.
I mean, imagine the guy that's like, he's like, no problem, I'll be able to do that, right? And then he's starting to like say the prayer, and all of a sudden he's like, achoo! You know, and he just broke the prayer by sneezing. Yeah. Like
exactly.
Anyway, but you don't have that problem because you have YouTube on now. So
YouTube.
So now, Liam, are you also saying the prayer though?
So I'm trying to think, would it be more useful to say this prayer or say the prayer I was saying? You know what? I'm going to take a gamble here, and I'm going to continue saying the prayer that I was saying, hoping that I can like double up. We get double prayer action, you know?
Yeah, okay, so the prayer like that's on the YouTube is a different... Yeah, okay, so it's a different prayer, right?
Yeah.
That you're... Okay. Good choice, because I already had it in my hand, of my mind, of what was going to happen if you didn't do that, or if you had stopped saying the other prayer.
Sweet. Okay, cool.
So good choice, because now you can definitely tell this is actually hurting Evil Liam. Like, he is no longer floating in the air. He's on the ground. Everything else of gravity has returned to normal. It's still hot in the room, but it's not getting hotter.
Yeah, okay.
Hold on. Let me roll something to see. Okay, Sam has showed up, and he's able to get in the door now. The cops are so scared, they don't even want to approach the door anymore.
Okay.
But Sam is in here. I guess I'm going to leave Sam as a character that you can make the choices for.
Okay, so I'm hoping he's coming with some sort of, like, I don't know, holy water, something.
Okay.
Like, I don't know. You tell me.
Okay, Sam. Honestly, knowing him, I really feel like he carries around in his car like at least like a Bible and like Bible, holy water, and probably like crosses and stuff, or like
little do we know things. He was a demon slayer this whole time.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, serious. He's like. William, my full name, Samael. You know what I mean? Like, I am the ancient one.
So, I mean, I'm hoping that here's where it's like you got to take over for him, because, like, what advice can he give me? Is he going to help? You know, like,
okay, okay.
Because I'm going to be looking to him for directions at this point.
Okay. So at this point, he looks and he recognizes the face of this demon that has possessed Liam.
Damn, he knows and their faces.
Yes. So he knows there's faces. These are all things that he's totally versed on. You know what I mean? Like, he reads up on this stuff. He goes through all the conspiracy conventions you could think about, other people would view as conspiracy theories. But this is where he gets all the information. This is how he knows it.
Yeah.
And he calls this demon by name.
And you're going to look up a name right now.
I'm just going to make it off the top of my
no,
head.
No, that's fine. You're good.
Let's just call him Azazel.
That's okay. Well, that's a real one, but yeah.
Oh,
that's
okay.
Also a character from X-Men.
Yeah, that's where I got it from.
Yeah, no, that's a real name from Christian theology.
So he tells you to go and grab Liam and like grab him like to where his hand, almost, like not a bear hug, but like to where his hands are, you're like your hands are pinning evil Liam's arms to his side, and he needs you to hold evil Liam up facing Sam.
Okay.
However, at this point, evil Liam, it feels super hot when you touch him.
Okay.
So give me a...
It would be a constitution saving throw, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think. Can I do something for advantage here? Because it's like, okay, I think in my, and you can tell me no, you're the dungeon master, but this is my justification for having advantage on this check, because I know it's my son, right? And I'm trusting that Sam is going to do whatever needs to be done. Like, I don't care if I light on fucking fire, I'm holding him down. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, yeah. You know what? That's true. Didn't the last one you were telling me that there is this thing called like inspiration or
right.
something?
Right, yes. That's a
mechanical I think you would.
I appreciate
that. Because this is your son.
Yeah. Okay, well, I appreciate it. I'm going to roll with inspiration then. As a matter of fact, hold on. Let me grab another set of dice. I'll do two D20s at once. Let's see. All right, I got two D20s.
Okay.
What? They both went off the table. Hold on. All right, let me try that again. Let me try that again.
I consider those crit fails, so sorry.
I got a little overzealous there. I got... Ah, fuck. My best roll was an 11. 11 plus 0. It's an 11, so not the best.
Okay. Okay. You know what? You're going to have... Okay. I'm going to say that you can still hold them, but you're going to take some damage here.
Okay. Some fire damage. Oh, no.
Yeah. How would I... Okay. What would I roll?
Like it would just depend on... So, like, we'll say for the level of damage, if you want it to be mild, moderate, severe, deadly...
You know what? Let's do a D4.
Okay. So, that's more mild.
Yeah, because of the fact that you're just holding with your hands.
Okay.
So let's go here. Okay, that was... Okay, 3. So you take 3 damage from...
Okay.
That. So I guess that's technically pretty severe because you only have how many hit points?
I only have 6 hit points, so...
Yeah, so that's like
half. Half my life.
I thought you had 8 hit points.
No, I believe you have 8 hit points.
Oh, okay.
Because I think you have like a +1 or +2 constitution, don't you?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay, yeah, so that's pretty burning. But you know what? You have inspiration. I feel like you would do this because it is
I'm
your
just
son.
Holding him
you
like, go
mean?
It, like, Sam! Go it!
Yeah, and then, you know, and then all of a sudden Sam just starts going like, Espiritu Sancti, in nomine Patri, you know, like,
yeah,
he starts to ramble off all this
go
Latin
Sam.
Stuff. And as you're doing this, the room's shaking and the walls are cracking. The drywall's falling off. The room goes cold. I'm talking about like 50 degrees now or so in there.
It's not that cold, but yeah.
Like all the, or like, okay, 30 degrees. In
there we go.
Like the heat just gets all sucked out. You don't know where it goes.
That's terrifying.
And evil Liam, it lets out the loudest, like bellowing demon growl you've ever heard. And after that has happened, you've noticed that his body temperature and everything has gone back to normal. And you turn him around, and he's just sleeping like a little baby angel.
Oh, my God.
And Sam has successfully removed Azazel from Liam's body.
And he's also probably extremely successfully converted an entire family to a religion, because we're going to church every Sunday and Wednesday and any other fucking day, because that was horrifying.
Exactly.
So do I still have the burns on my hands? Do I have like permanently burned hands?
Yes, you do. Yes. Unfortunately, you do have burned hands now.
I mean, on one hand, that's horrifying. On the other hand, it's pretty metal. Hopefully I can still play guitar. If I can't play guitar, that's big sad.
No, they'll heal. It's going to take, once you see the doctor, they tell you it might take around 6 months to a year before you can like really start doing things very dexterous with your fingers. And
I'm going to need fucking therapy after this. Like, I mean, I'm probably going to disappear from my podcasting life for a while just to fucking like... I'm going to have a post-traumatic stress disorder, dude. I'm going to be messed up for the rest of my life.
Well, dude, you know what? I think that if something like that happened, you know, I would assume after a while you would give me a call and let me know what happened. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I would.
Like, what the hell? That's weird. I was like, we're supposed to record and William never called me, you know, never answered me back.
Yeah.
And I think if that happened, honestly, I would, you know, I don't even know if I would continue. If you stopped, I may stop. The only way I see myself continuing doing this is I would switch over to being like a paranormal podcast, and I would ask if I could use your story to be the basis of like, you know, this happened to someone I'm very close to, you know.
I do think that, like, dude, could you imagine, would be over, because I don't think I would be able to handle going over any more like of these quote unquote ridiculous scenarios, because like obviously this scenario would count as one of those, and it happened and it was real. It was traumatizing, you know.
Yeah, but that is true.
I do think that there's a part of me that would be able to be talked into starting an investigatory podcast where we look into shit like this. Like, with the idea being, like, can we save other people kind of deal.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, like, I would definitely join you on that.
Yeah, I could definitely do that, too. I don't know if we do the spooky D&D game either. I think I'd be averse to that type of stuff after that.
Yeah, I know, right? That's what I was going to ask you. Like, yeah, would you even do that? Because like, there's a lot of those type of, you know, not exactly, but like similar scenarios in the game.
It's all in the same wheelhouse. Yeah, I mean, this is an event that changes you and everyone in this house for life. Oh my God.
Damn, exactly. But dude, could you imagine?
How dare you?
Thank you everyone for tuning in. Once again, I'm Fritz Frivolous, and this has been Dude, Could You Imagine? If you would like to support our show, you can join our Patreon at patreon.com/dudecouldyouimagine, or leave us an Apple Podcast review. Don't forget, we would love to hear from you, and you can subscribe to us on Instagram at dude_couldyouimagine, on Twitter at DCYImagine, and on our YouTube channel, where you can leave a like and a comment. You can also let us know what you are imagining by emailing us at dudecouldyouimagine@gmail.com. Until next time, folks, this is Fritz Frivolous reminding you to keep on imagining.
Yeah, he's going to be a death metal singer.
Dang.
That or he's a devil.
That's going to be... I was going to say that, yeah, I know, or both, and then he'll be wildly successful, and then you'll have to keep these videos, because then, you know, whenever they do a documentary on him, like Behind the Music, like they'll show, even as a baby, Liam always, you know what I mean? Like,
he always had a connection with our Dark Lord.
Yeah, I know, right?